I'll end this group by reading a poem, which is slightly more complicated, and has been a poem that's been rather anthologized. And this really introduces a new influence, I think, and that's two new influences, which I hadn't introduced or very little into my poetry before. One is of Beethoven quartets, or late Beethoven quartets, and the other, which seems rather oddly combined with it, perhaps, is of Russian revolutionary movies. I was very influenced by photography and by those very poetic films like 10 Days That Shook the World and Earth and Potemkin and so on. And I think in the last part of this poem you'll see some of this idea, you know, of sort of heroic figures standing against a sky which is photographed with a dark lens, and so the clouds are very white. The clouds are very white, and the sky around at the back of the clouds is very dark, and the wind is blowing and across the grass, you know, that kind of thing. I think continually of those who were truly great, who from the womb remembered the soul's history through corridors of light where the hours are suns, endless and singing, whose lovely ambition was that their lips, still touched with fire, should tell of the spirit clothed from head to foot in song, and who hoarded from the spring branches the desires falling across their bodies like blossoms. What is precious is never to forget the essential delight of the blood drawn from ageless springs, breaking through rocks in worlds before our earth. Never to deny its pleasure in the morning simple light, nor its grave evening demand for love. Never to allow gradually the traffic to smother with noise and fog the flowering of the spirit. Near the snow, near the sun, in the highest fields, see how these names are fated by the waving grass and by the streamers of white cloud and whispers of wind in the listening sky. The names of those who in their lives fought for life, who wore their hearts the fire's center. Born of the sun, they traveled a short while towards the sun and left the vivid air signed with their honor.